This time on Culture File, a little visit from the Irish artist Maeve Stone and her cyber shaman mentor, futurist Ada Paris. The duo were in Dublin recently as part of the Beta Festival, taking in the digital arts at the festival exhibitions, as well as the Cannes award-winning immersive artwork Noir, staged at TCD as part of the festival. At the invitation of Culture File's Cuiva Lavelle, they drop round to share some thoughts on attention, technology, cyber shamanism, and Bowie.
I feel like ceremonies have happened here.
We're kind of at a crossroads as well. It's very witchy.
Yeah.
Nice to be.
Is it Bowie?
Yeah, it's actually a life mask of Bowie. So my friend Joe makes them. He did a few this time. So I painted that one and I did another one that I sold where like his mouth was open. So it's like even painting like his...
I'm going to take a photo of you as well. Do you want to get in, Cuiva?
Yes.
Where did that flash come from?
Hello. Hi, my name is Ada Paris. I have many job titles, but I think the thing that brings all of that together is that I'm a storyteller. Chair of a mental health training organisation. Have the title of a futurist, so the big thing in everything I do is asking the question, what type of ancestor do you want to be?
And my name is Maeve Stone, and I met Ada a couple of years ago at Theatre Forum.
So the way that you both work involves taking time and taking these kinds of ethical pauses. So why is that so important for you?
Actually, if I think about it, a lot of our conversation today has been about that, because we spoke about what is meditation.
Mm.
And so that part of the conversation was we were talking about our own approaches to meditation and what does that mean. And giving ourselves permission to feel, to question, to hear our breath.
Mm.
We do it when we go to church, you know, because I was brought up Catholic, and so we do it when we go to church because we are in reverence and the priest is there and, you know, what have you, and people do it, they do it for work and they do it for everything else, but a lot of times we don't give ourselves permission to do it for ourselves.
When things happen quickly, they tend to happen in less complicated ways, and I think for both of our work, I think we're always hunting for complexity and layers and, you know, multiple perspectives.
I guess like a big part of ancestral knowledge is usually found in states of vision, you know?
Now, release yourself.
Do you think like there's barriers towards getting to kind of states of vision?
The three biggest conversations that I have with people around either the climate or biodiversity crisis and the future are inevitably about either values, which is why that's been prescribed or why we have accepted it, but also attention, I think, is the other thing that is really sort of complicated. You know, the various angles you can hit that idea of attention, you know, who is spending billions trying to take our attention from us?
Signs and references work together to make meaning of this new world.
So the journey to cyborg shamanism was a really interesting one, because you asked about ancestry and so and access to these things. And I believe that many of us, many in society, have a reductionist view of what technology is.
Mm.
That it's this digital thing that somebody in Silicon Valley has come up with. To me, technology is about creating relationships with ourselves, with others, and with our environment. And so it could be digital, it could be a mobile phone, it could be algorithms, it could also be faith, it could be sound, it could be art, it could be anything that helps you to take that moment's pause and to look at yourself and go, how am I connecting with myself? What does this mean? How do I understand myself? How do I connect with you? And how do we connect together is technology. It came from a place of looking at my own ancestry, so Nigerian Igbo father, Guyanese South American mother, but now understanding that my oldest ancestry is actually Egyptian and Ashkenazi Jewish, and then looking at all of this and going, what are the common threads? Looking at those different patterns, and that thing that I just said about technology was recognising that we're all trying to do the same thing. It's always about connection.
Other players don't need the representation of Los Santos. They live it.
We've both just been to see Noir, which has been put on as part of the Beta Festival, and It's an augmented reality performance of a story belonging to Claudette Colvin from Montgomery in Alabama in the 50s. And her story is the pre-echo to Rosa Parks. It happened before Rosa Parks, and it's the same narrative, but this was a child. She was 15. The story is heartbreaking. You know, I think I know I felt like crying multiple times. Yeah. And it's partly because of the week that we've all had as well, and seeing this story of inequality and racism and segregation that America is facing into.
Using augmented reality meant that it's a collective experience, because virtual reality is very individualistic. And so whilst you can see the other people in the room, they also become kind of shadows, which is powerful.
Mm.
Then it's a big reminder of the potential of technology. What excites me about technology, as it digital technology, is that it has the potential to hold a mirror up to ourselves and really give us the opportunity to look if we choose to. But I think one of the first things I said when I came out is, oh my God, they were able to represent Afro hair in that. Unless you were black or brown or you have Afro hair, you probably wouldn't even notice it. That experience, the technology, the narrative, digital technology is, for me, only just being able to catch up with the complexity and the nuances of our lives. The work I'm doing at the moment is based around five elements: ether, air, fire, water, earth. Ether is the pause. So whether it's digital, technological, we have to slow down, or how are we creating spaces for people to remember? I am choosing to go back to basics, to the very basics. So air is breath. So people go, oh, we have to go out to nature. The very fact that we are breathing means that we are part of nature, and it carries sound and all of those things and memory. So that's my approach to looking at emerging technologies and bringing community together and helping people to be a part of, to having a sense of autonomy in the stories that are told about them and the way that they tell them.
Have you spotted any striking street art pieces during your
That's
time?
The more than human voice at the window.
The air! The air! They were like, yes, finally!
I'm listening.
Maeve Stone and Ada Paris there, and the reporter was Cuiva Lavelle. Beta Digital Festival runs until Sunday 17th. Betafestival.ie for more.